Pat Chambers, a DJ on WMNF's airwaves for over 20 years and somewhat of a broadcasting legend, died yesterday according to his son Philip. He was believed to have been 82 years old. Chambers began his Wednesday night jazz show on WMNF back in 1983 and stopped doing it in 2005. But his radio career started nearly four decades before, beginning in 1947, just after World War II. In 1950, he came home to Tampa Bay for a vacation and wound up taking a job with WFLA. He stayed there for several years and then moved over to WDAE before landing the night shift at WILZ in the mid-1960s. In 1961, Pat owned a bookstore near the University of Tampa called the 10th Muse and Only One Grace, and a coffee house next door, the House of Seven Sorrows, which featured live jazz and beatnik poetry readings. As Pat told the St. Pete Times in 1998, quote, "They believed I was corrupting their students with poetry, jazz, and improper thoughts." Chambers grew up in Pinellas County, the son of a Clearwater motorcycle cop. He enlisted in the Navy in 17 and came through World War II without serious injury until December of 1945, when a Japanese suicide plane dived into the battleship New Mexico. Chambers lost a leg in the explosion that followed. Randy Wynn is WMNF's program director.
So he was here before I got here, and he left just a few years ago. He did an amazing radio show that was so hip and so happening, even at his advanced age.
It was called Jazz and Jive.
Well, he called it various things over the years, but Jazz and Jive, I think, at the end. And Pat lived a really full life. I mean, I don't have all the details, but I know he lost a leg in the war and got involved in radio right after the war and spent well over 50 years broadcasting, including some of the big commercial stations back in the 1950s. He was one of the beatnik, part of the beatnik generation, had a coffee house by the University of Tampa, met a young 18-year-old girl who became known to the world later as Lauren Hutton, and they had a steamy romance, which ended in some big event in New Orleans that he alluded to but never told the details about. And he got involved in LSD, and that was...
Yeah, you know, and let's talk about that, Randy, because an article we found from the St. Petersburg Times written in 1998 says that by 1969, he had begun to worry about all the LSD he was taking. Advice came from an unexpected source, one of his sons, who steered him into macrobiotics. And he apparently got into this really seriously, macrobiotics, that is.
Right. He moved to Japan and he edited a macrobiotic journal. So he was not just a little bit into it. He was all the way into it. And yeah, I don't know when he came back to Florida or exactly what he was doing during those years of the 70s. But like you said, it was 83 he showed up at Tampa's WMNF's doorstep. And we put him on the air then. And his show became a staple of WMNF. Pat always was a great guy, too. Very self-effacing. He never wanted to brag about his life. In fact, he didn't really even want to talk about it.
Right.
These fascinating stories, sometimes we'd hear from other people. Somebody told me about his great parties in the 50s where he would have a champagne-filled bathtub.
Now he stepped down voluntarily a few years ago, right?
He stepped down because of his age.
Yeah.
That was the reason he finally decided that he was no longer able to make not just the show, but he lived over at St. Pete Beach, and the drive over
right.
was too much for him.
As we learned going back and looking at his history, as you said, Randy, he started right after World War II, 1947, his radio career. And much of it, although he did travel to different places like Japan, like New Orleans, a lot of it was Tampa radio. I mean, I think if people look at the all-time great broadcasters in Tampa history, he's going to be up there with some of them.
Right. And the older people, the people who've lived in Tampa for many, many years, know Pat Chambers from the 50s, from his broadcast in the 50s. Those there aren't many of them left, people who actually grew up in Tampa, you know, more than 50 years ago, listening to Pat Chambers on the radio. But there occasionally you meet those folks. And Pat Chambers, you know, I never heard him in those days, but I think he was a hipster his whole life. Really, the guy exuded style. His theme song was "Style Is Back in Style," and he always had it.